Text numéro 98. Starbucks workers plan strikes at more than 100 US stores. Starbucks workers at more than 100 US stores say they are going on strike Thursday in what will be the largest labour action since a campaign to unionise the company's stores began late last year. The walkouts are scheduled to coincide with Starbucks' annual Red Cup Day, when the company gives free reusable cups to customers who order a holiday drink. Workers say it is often one of the busiest days of the year. Starbucks declined to say how many red cups it plans to distribute. Workers say they are seeking better pay, more consistent schedules, and higher staffing levels in busy stores. Starbucks opposes the unionization effort, saying the company functions best when it works directly with employees. The Seattle coffee giant has more than 9,000 company-owned stores in the US. Stores in 25 states plan to take part in the labor action, according to Starbucks Workers United, the group organizing the effort. Some workers plan to picket all day, while others planned shorter walkouts. The union said the goal is to shut the stores down during the walkouts. Sylvia Baldwin, 26, and Svi Ortiz, 31, said they love being baristas at the 34th Street and Chestnut Street Starbucks in Philadelphia. But the work had gotten harder, with the understaffed store trying to fill delivery and in-person orders simultaneously. "We are going on strike to say that it's just not viable anymore. It's very stressful, but a lot of people don't really notice," Ortiz said. Willow Montana, a shift manager at a Starbucks store in Brighton, Massachusetts, planned to strike because Starbucks has not begun bargaining with the store despite a successful union vote in April. "Why should we come to work when we are understaffed, underpaid and overworked?" Montana said. Others said workers are angry that Starbucks promised higher pay and benefits to non-union stores. Starbucks says it is following the law and can't give union stores pay hikes without bargaining. At least 257 Starbucks stores have voted to unionize since late last year. 57 stores have held votes where workers opted not to unionize. Starbucks and the unions have begun contract talks at 53 stores, but no agreements have been reached so far. Earlier this week, a regional director filed a request against Starbucks in federal court, saying the company violated labor law when it fired a union organizer in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Meanwhile, Starbucks has denied all allegations of unfair labor practices and has asked the NLRB to temporarily suspend all union elections at its U.S. stores. Adapted from HuffPost.com, November 2022.